listening to the Paul McGuire Report on Paul McGuire. Every day, facts and data and understanding and projections and predictions come up in this ministry and in this studio. And I don't complain to be, forgive me for that. I don't pretend or maintain that, you know, I'm some completely all-knowing prophet. I feel that's a dishonest statement, because as I have studied and looked over planet Earth, I have never met one individual, read a book by one individual, or who interacted with any individual. And I've been around the block on planet Earth, but I've never met anyone who has made the claim that they're an authentic prophet of God, who then has issued a series of 100% accuracies, prophecies, and predictions. So there's something lacking. If you are a 100% prophet of God, then according to the Old Testament, you will never make a mistake. Because in the Old Testament, if you're guilty of making a mistake or a false prophecy, you will be punished and sentenced to death by the children of Israel in ancient Israel. So either you're 100% accurate, or you're faulty, and if you're faulty, the Old Testament commands that you're put to death. I mean, you can't have it both ways. So it's your responsibility. If you're going to be so spiritually irresponsible to simply absorb like a sponge what every person who claims to be a prophet or who claims to have had a vision is going around telling you and everybody else, and you're just not thinking, but, you know, doing exactly what they're telling you to do in their prophecy, well, you're not a true prophet of God unless your track record speaks of you as someone who's 100% accurate. End of story. Okay, so in addition to that, God never expects us to eject our brains out of the car. We're supposed to use our brains, our God-given intellect, our thinking abilities, our rational abilities, our abilities to analyze and plan, our ability to study the Word of God, and finally, our ability to cry out and to pray to God for supernatural understanding, so that when we analyze all this data, we can attempt to project an accurate prediction of what's going to happen in the future. So let's lay out some high possibilities in light of the historical and other evidence that we do have. Okay, let's do this, and maybe later on you'll want to play this again and take notes. You definitely should pass this on to your Christian friends and family and people in church that you go to. You owe that to them, okay, to pass this information along, to take notes so you summarize it, and to spread the links of this far and wide with an endorsement from you, because your friends are going to respond to you. And they can read it for themselves, they can pray, and they can make the evaluation for themselves. So here's how it should go. We analyze the information. So right now, we both know that America is not in a static place. It's not frozen solid. What's happening in America at this present moment is the opposite. The United States of America at this particular moment is in a very high state of released energy. It's in a very high state of turmoil, confusion, chaos, and it's in a very high state of massive change. Everything that we formerly used to put our feet upon as a kind of a foundation for understanding, that is no longer secure enough of a foundation for us to put our feet on it. We need to put our feet firmly planted in reality and analyze with our intelligence and our brains what's going on all around us. So, number one, we understand that America is not in a frozen place. It's not in a static position. America at this time in history is in perhaps the highest state of flux and change and transformation that it's ever been in. I guess you could compare the time of now to the time of the American Revolution in 1776. Now, the other part of this analysis is the world that we live in is in the highest flux, the highest charge of social transformation, political transformation, etc., that it's ever been in since the history of the world. So America is in a state of hyper-transformation. The world is in a state of hyper-transformation. The spiritual nature of our world, the psychological nature of our world, the moral nature of our world, and just about any other category you choose to analyze is communicating to you that every category within our world is in a hyper state of change. Our job is not to be blown away by the change. Our job is to pay careful, quiet attention to the incremental changes that are occurring in our lives and in our society. By incremental changes, I mean that the massive changes are not happening overnight for the most part. The massive changes are not, you know, just hitting us like an asteroid. The incremental changes are happening right before our eyes in kind of like a bit-by-bit, piece-by-piece flow of visual, auditory, literary types of facts and information. So the basis for the radical transformation before us is that it's based on an incremental analysis, piece by piece, piece by piece, piece by piece. There's nothing wrong with that. An incremental analysis is often the accurate analysis. Now, God is allowing, let's never forget this, God, out of his grace for the Christians in America, God, out of his grace for those of his children that love him in America and around the world, in this state of confusion and chaos and danger and everything else, God has not abandoned his people because he loves his people. God is in a supernatural relationship with his people. So what God is doing now in response to all the chaos that's happening, God is willfully entering into a deeper level of a supernatural relationship with his people because he wants to communicate to his people on a far deeper level than ever before. And then finally, God wants to communicate to us and with us not only incrementally and on a far deeper level than has ever happened before in human history, but in the bandwidth of that wide scope of information that God is downloading in our hearts and minds, God is pouring out to us through his Holy Spirit an enormous amount of computer bytes of information, of data, of facts, of statistics, of analysis, of history, and theology and the history of God. It's being poured out with great power and very, very rapidly, because God knows that we're on the precipice right now of enormous, enormous change that will shake our world to the very core. And we're not supposed to be freaked out about this. We're not supposed to go into a state of psychological paralysis about this. We're not supposed to go into a state of shock about this. We're supposed to receive this in a higher modality of analytical ability. So that means we don't stand in the middle of the highway, and if the information was represented by truck after truck after truck and bulldozer after bulldozer after bulldozer, packed with weighty information, we don't stand there in the middle of the freeway and allow ourselves to be completely driven over by giant trucks that are, you know, traveling at 85 miles per hour, and we would be like gone. That's not what we're doing. We are functioning volitionally with an act of our will as men and women of God who have made the decision to stand our ground and analyze with precision, not emotion, analyze with precision on the same level of the wisest men and women from Genesis to Revelation. And there are plenty of them. And they had similarities in their approach to life. The first similarity of all the wise men and the wise women was that they sought the face of God first, and that they bowed before God, which means they surrendered their philosophies, their bias, their opinions, their conjectures, their analysis. They surrendered all of it to the feet of God and said in their hearts in prayer towards God this. They said, God, we humble ourselves before you, and we acknowledge that we are imperfect and sinful human beings. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to raise up your intelligence, your wisdom, your omniscience, your knowledge, and your ability to analyze and grant wisdom. We worship you and give you permission to raise all of that knowledge and wisdom up before us, and we sublimate our own claims to any desire and wisdom. And so we release it to the Lord, and we cry out to God, and we stay in the spiritual position of crying out to God on a continual basis until the Lord begins to open up the doorways for the download and downflow of the information, knowledge, and wisdom that we're seeking. So as we do that, and it's a process, it's not like you press a button and then you go to sleep. It's a process. It's an ongoing process. And why would you ongo this process? Once again, because if you have the Holy Spirit in you, God is love, then you have the Spirit of love and the Spirit of truth. And that and that's called the burden of the Lord. Christians always had the burden of the Lord until the last, I don't know, three or four decades. The burden of the Lord is when the Holy Spirit begins to enter your heart and place upon your heart the weight of concern, the weight of compassion, the weight of a burden that begins to become so intense that you can't rest, and you really can't do anything until you have obeyed the call of the burden of the Lord, and then you have chosen to pick up your cross and follow Jesus and seek out the face of God for his supernatural wisdom. And that's where we are. So let's go into like a microcosm of analysis. I'm going to challenge you to conduct a number of easy to do exercises that maybe you want to take notes now, but that you would want to practice later on. These very short, simple exercises in developing your ability to analyze the future. So here are a couple of them. When we look at television and we compare the television programming of today with 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and 40 years ago, just by reviewing in your mind or re-watching a whole bunch of television programs over like a 40-year time span, you will learn an enormous amount of information and knowledge about what's happened to America, the moral decline, the spiritual decline of America, and why America is essentially lost at this particular moment. When you see that incremental television footage spread out over a period of decades, all of a sudden, what's fuzzy leaps into clarity right before your eyes, and you get the benefit of the most intense analysis and perception of what's happening of anybody, because you're seeing incremental clips of like 3 minutes and 5 minutes and 2 minutes and 3 minutes and 5 minutes over a period of 40 years. And as you're doing that, you go into a state of consciousness which could be called hyper-observation, and you begin to see in the increase of vulgarity of language, the increase in highly explicit sexual innuendos, etc., the increase of the lessening of Judeo-Christian morality. You will notice like a tsunami which consists of the total denigration of once Judeo-Christian America, which is now not Judeo-Christian America. We have become, instead of that, we have become a pagan, Wiccan, secular humanist, existentialist, no moral absolutes, the rejection of all moral absolutes, and the replacement of moral absolutes with moral relativity. The rejection of the belief in the biblical God for the acceptance of no God at all, or for the acceptance of Hinduism, Buddhism, and mysticism, which preach the exception of the worship of many gods. And it will all come alive right before your eyes. You're going to see in high speed television footage, a nihilistic destruction of America that's quite disturbing. Because after you view this for 30 minutes to an hour, you will come away, as most people have, literally haunted by the demonic takeover of our nation due to our decisions. Due to our choices, we have gone into a spiral downward motion, and we are like every other empire before us, we are slowly collapsing as an empire as we lose our belief in God, our integrity, and our morals. They go hand in hand. And so that is what is happening in America now. Okay, so here's the mental exercise. We know, depending upon your age, you can stand where you are now, and you can look back 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, or whatever, okay? And you will see a very alarming and disturbing stream of television footage which reveals to you just how badly and just how corruptly we're disintegrating as a nation and just how quickly it's happening. Now, if you are even remotely sane, that should wake you up with, like, if the equivalent of somebody you love just slapping you in the face, not because they're cruel, because they know you're drunk, drugged, and not sober, and you can't see the imminent danger and disaster that's ready to fall upon you. And that's what's happening in America. So now you analyze it again. This is a whole series of analyzing information and then stepping back and processing the information and then stepping back in and analyzing the information and then stepping back and processing the larger amount of information. And you will gain an enormous amount of knowledge. Now, let's cut it short here, and we're going to say what you already know and what I already know, and there should be no pastor you meet, there should be no Christian you meet, there should be no church you meet where the end result of this is not totally predictable. If anyone tells you, after making such a careful observation about America, if anyone responds to you by saying, "I don't know what's going to happen in the future, or only God knows," or many other variations of that statement, I can tell you with 100% certainty that that person is in a spiritually delusional state. They have embraced the lie and rejected righteousness. Why? Because based on the information that God has so graciously given us, our nation is unequivocally in a free fall of destruction. And based on the historical precedents of other nations that have gone through what we're now going through, the fact is inevitable that unless we begin to rise immediately with intelligence and wisdom and guidance from the Spirit of the Lord, unless we begin to rise immediately and stand in the gap and wage war in the hottest areas of the spiritual battle, we may very well perish as a nation. It's not a joke. It's a sober reality that hangs over all of us. So again, we need to analyze with the intelligent gifts that God has already given us. And as we look at all the bits and pieces of information that God has given us, so that we can make a prediction of the future, so that we can conduct the proper analysis, we have to then conduct the proper analysis. And if we look at where we're going economically, if we look at where we're going socially in terms of crime and positive social values, if we look at where we're going in terms of the individual belief systems of millions of Americans who are currently rejecting true Christianity, rejecting true biblical Christianity, rejecting the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And instead, we have millions of young people and millions of young adult Christians who are rejecting all forms of biblical Christianity and accepting all forms of spiritual error, specifically egregious spiritual errors such as embracing critical race theory, embracing critical theory, embracing New Age mysticism, embracing Satanism and Luciferianism, embracing the teachings of and the teachings and the goals of the Frankfurt School Marxists. Now, we take all of that as a very large group, because it is. They've infiltrated most of the Ivy League schools, and the Frankfurt School Marxists have infiltrated all the major colleges and universities in America. And their collective mindset is that they're radical Marxists. And according to the Frankfurt School's own publications and own goals, they list their goals in order of priority. And I'm going to list them and repeat them for you so you have a clear grasp of where we're heading. Here are the top goals of the Frankfurt School Marxist professors. Number one, to destroy God and Christianity. Number two, to destroy all forms of traditional absolutes, traditional right, traditional wrong. Number three, to destroy traditional family values and traditional sexual values. Number four, to destroy all forms of traditional nationalism. And number five, to destroy all forms of traditional patriotism. When that is accomplished, and that is their goal, they know from their own research, they know from igniting communist revolutions in nations throughout the world, they know that when they succeed in these goals, they will overturn America as the nation we once knew. They will destroy America from within. They will ignite a Marxist, socialist, Frankfurt School revolution that will totally destroy America and totally transform America into a communist, Marxist nation that becomes a full-blown totalitarian dictatorship in which all freedoms, all so-called blessings like economic choices, economic prosperity, all kinds of benefits, all kinds of jobs, all kinds of healthcare, all of that, to be crude, will be flushed down the toilet. It will be gone forever. And you say, how can you make the assertion? Because when you examine history, you simply see that in every single case, without exception, wherever a Marxist, a communist, and a socialist revolution was implemented, in not one single historical example did that Frankfurt School Marxist revolution ever, without exception, ever bring about a fair redistribution of wealth, fair universal health care, a great job and great pay for everybody, the maintaining of your freedoms and rights, your right to religion, your right to freedom of speech, your right to freedom of the press. They're all seized and grabbed away by the Marxist dictatorship. And in every single case, without any exceptions whatsoever, you will lose your freedoms, you will lose your prosperity, and then, with no mathematical deviation whatsoever, you will be hauled off to concentration camps. You will be hauled off to re-education camps. And you will be hauled off to camps where they, you know, eradicate you. And there's no exception to that in every single revolution of that nature. This is what always happens, no exception. Okay, so once you do the analysis and you then understand this is what's going to happen increment by increment, and if you've been diligent, then you know these incremental changes are true. So then the next question that has to be asked by you, you have to ask yourself the question, since I know that these facts are coming true very soon, what is my personal responsibility before God? What is my responsibility? What is my call and duty before God to stop this atrocity from happening in America and across the world? Do I just hide in the corner and justify my egregious and offensive sin before God by saying, you know, that's just the way things are and let go of the steering wheel? No. That would be an abominable sin beyond comprehension. No, you don't just allow fatalism to play out. Nowhere, despite what some of your Christian friends believe, and you need to hear this very clearly and very loudly, because then you're going to repeat with all the intelligence in you, but with all the assertion and aggressiveness in you, you're going to be repeat to your friends what you have learned, which is that every communist, socialist, Marxist revolution produces a hell on earth. And so where we're going as a nation, if you add in this massive electronic surveillance system through 5G, through satellite technology, through nanochip implants, through microchip implants, through the mark of the beast, 666, all of these mass surveillance technologies allow the totalitarian globalist elite to totally search through all your personal records. They now have the legal jurisdiction to search through your private papers, your health records, your psychologist records, your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, how you voted. Every minutia of your life is now kept in a massive computer. And they can go and they can keep an electronic record of every thought you think, every belief you believe, and it's all downloaded into a massive computer. Because this is how it works. You, through the nanochip or biochip implant, you will then, and the excuse will be, it's needed as a vaccine passport to keep you from COVID. That's a lie. What it's needed for is a dictatorial Hitlerian surveillance mechanism. That's what it's for. And it gives them technologically, using artificial intelligence and wireless computer-to-brain technology and wireless satellite-to-brain technology, they can then read your minds, read your thoughts, read your beliefs, keep a record of all your thoughts and beliefs, etc., know what your religious beliefs are, your political beliefs are, and they can read your mind from a wireless computer, a wireless laptop, or they can read your mind and thoughts from a wireless satellite-to-brain interface. All of this technology is not in the future. Please be advised, all this technology is up and running now. You are under, well, let's put it this way. You live totally in a glass house with a glass bathroom. There is no thought that you can currently think, no idea, no belief, no allegiance, no opinion that you can have in once privacy of your own mind that is any longer private. Everything, every thought, every belief, whatever, is now an open book. They can read all thoughts in your mind. Now, here's, and it's all amplified in its power and speed because of the great dangers of 5G technology, which is fully operational. Now, because of the 5G technology and the microchip implants, etc., not only can they read your mind, see your mind, read your dreams, etc., they can create your dreams. They can create your moods up and down. They can create in you wireless electronic depression. They can create in you wireless electronic euphoria. You are a total psychological, intellectual, biological puppet to the globalist elite. And this is the end game they've lusted for since the Garden of Eden, when the serpent of old asked Eve if she would like to eat from the fruit of the middle of the Garden of Eden. And she said to the serpent of old, but if we do, then we will certainly die. And the serpent of old said, you're certainly not going to die. You're going to be like gods, knowing the difference of good and evil. So now everything we're talking about could be put under the category of a sociological transformation in time, but a radical sociological transformation in time. If we concurrently examine the economics that go along with it, we can project with 100% absolute certainty that right now, the reduction in your dollar, the reduction in your retirement, the reduction in any assets you may have, the reduction percentage of the overall value of your dollar right now is currently, your dollar is worth 35% less than it was a year and a half ago. That's why every time you shop or whatever, your food or whatever, it costs on average 35% more than it did before. But we got a big problem here. Despite Klaus Schwab's lie to your face, where he said you'll own nothing, but you'll never be happier in your life, besides Klaus Schwab's lie at the World Economic Forum, that's a total lie. Why? Because manufacturing of products, the creation of products and services, it has risen in cost to you. It has risen approximately 35%. And yet at the same time, the value of your dollar is reduced 35%. What is 35% loss in monetary value and 35% costing you more in production? That's roughly a 70% change in the value of your dollar in assets. You're not going to be better. And here's something that, you know, all of this is in my new book, which is coming out soon. I know I've said it a lot. Be patient. It's coming out soon, and it contains the vast majority of this. That book is called Power from On High. If you still pre-order it, you get it at a discount. Go to paulmcguire.us. Okay, so here's the thing. So the globalist elite, these are the 13 international banking families, many of them who are in the Illuminati, who control the wealth of the world. And they have decided that they are going to take away more and more of your freedoms. But they decided, like 100 years ago, that they are going to artificially reduce the wealth, artificially reduce the buying power of the dollar, artificially reduce the power of your money by about 35%, and then artificially increase your manufacturing costs, including labor, another 35%. Why? Why would they do this? I'm not trying to be political, but our last president, he almost got hung because he improved the economy. Current president has almost shipwrecked our economy because the current economic environment is a downward spiral into recession and destruction, while at the same time we're hanging on the edge of World War III. This is a massive betrayal by the globalist elite to the citizens of planet Earth. Now, I want to throw out a couple of more things, and then we're going to close. But I think even from our brief exercise in developing your abilities to project and predict the future, I think if you're honest, you'll notice you've increased in your predictive and projective ability significantly. But let's just add a couple of things to it. Okay. Number one, the pandemic, the quarantines, and all the methods of so-called curing the COVID pandemic have only served to increase the pandemic, increase the death rate, and increase the ball and chain wreckage to every facet of our society. It's, in other words, it's destroying our society economically. So now we project what's going to happen in the future, but let's just look a little more at the strategic destruction of American freedoms, the strategic destruction of the American middle class, the strategic destruction of the American way of life, and then let's look at what all this is causing. The globalist elite, the wealthiest international banking families in the world, set out on a program 50 years ago to artificially reduce the buying power of the U.S. dollar so that the international banking families and the globalist elite could artificially create in America the same thing that they have done in nations like Cuba and Venezuela and all the other third world socialist, communist, Marxist, slave-like nations. They understand that the economic demise of all these third world nations, the economic demise, the total loss of freedoms, the total gutting of the health care, the total thievery of their pensions and their retirement, the deliberate devaluation of their currency, the rapid inflation and recession, that all of those hyper-destructive weapons that have been fired against the once prosperous American economy is now being used to decapitate the American economy and to force, by using the pandemic and many other things, to force our economy to go down as low as a third world nation in a communist nation. All this is being orchestrated deliberately and strategically. None of it is an accident. They are deliberately, the globalist elite and the wealthiest international banking families have deliberately set out on a highly strategic plan to reduce the economy and employment of the United States of America down to the same low level as a communist Marxist nation or a third world nation on planet Earth. That was their goal. And you say, well, why would they do that? Does it didn't seem right? It doesn't seem right to you because you have a conscience. We're talking about men and women at the highest levels of society whose religion is Luciferianism. Does that help open your eyes? And then number two is they have no moral conscience. They're atheists. They believe in evolution, where only the fittest survive. And they believe that planet Earth has too many people in it, too many people using up the resources. So the globalist elite and the third world, the globalist elite and the, international banking families have set in motion through the banking industries a whole series of plans to radically reduce the income, the prosperity, the spending, the buying power, the wages of the American middle class and the American working class, and the working class in the European Union as well. Their goal is to destroy from within our economy, our economic base, our manufacturing, etc., etc. You see what's happening? You need to see what's happening. This is not a paranoid fantasy. This is not some wild conjecture on my part. What I am sharing with you now, and I don't have to share it with you, I could be selfish like a lot of other people. There's no risk in keeping your mouth shut. There's a whole lot of risk you never know about by opening your mouth and telling the truth. So, their end game, remember, they proceed by lying and propaganda and social engineering and brute military force and destroying immune systems, reconfiguring your DNA, turning up your cell phone wireless technology to 5G. 5G is in the same zone as the death rays, or the same zone as the killer wireless technology. So remember, all the fancy 5G phone stuff you see everywhere, that is emitting an electromagnetic frequency that is just as harmful as the military electromagnetic frequency. Now look at the medicines, look at the foods, okay? They're filled with toxins, radiation, poisons, and very harmful ingredients. Why would they do that? Because they're nice people? No, they're not nice people. They're doing that because they want to artificially and synthetically reduce your lifespan. Now let's and then they want to continue to produce genetically modified organisms, which are not as healthy and which will shorten your lifespan while they eat the most expensive organic food. Okay. This is pretty heavy stuff. Of course it is. It's truth. Now, here's what you have to understand and you have to grasp. Because if you understand it, you really don't have a choice. What you must understand is these people possess a Luciferian, Hitlerian philosophy in which the fittest survive. And they fully intend, the globalist elite and the international banking families, to use all their power, their wealth, their technology to weaken the economic power of the middle class and the working class, and to weaken the physical bodies and the minds and the lifespans of the working class and the middle class. To put it short, they are out to full-blown destroy us and wipe us off the face of the map. Why? Why would they do that? Because they're crazy. They make fun of our Christianity all the time. Yet they themselves, the globalist elite and the international banking families, they worship a psychotic god of total insanity. And in their religion, they believe that planet Earth wasn't created by God. It was created by accident. And therefore, they believe that planet Earth has 7 billion too many people that are sucking up all our financial resources, food resources, and everything else. They believe that the greatest danger to mankind is excessive population growth. And so they have announced in their plans and their papers that they're going to use every means possible, nuclear war, biological war, chemical war, GMO foods. They're going to use every means possible to radically reduce the population as fast as possible from 7.5 billion people down to 7 billion people. That means they want to kill off in the next couple of years 500 million people because they believe in a fallen theory called euthanasia. Euthanasia is the fallen theory that the greatest danger to mankind is excessive population growth. And therefore, they believe that it's their job to save the Earth by killing off as many people through euthanasia, GMOs, pollutants in the food, nutritional deficiencies, pandemics, radiation, and everything else. They believe it's their sworn duty to wipe out another 500 million people as fast as possible. So they are using every weapon, every science, every technology known to man to literally circle the human race with the wagons and massacre us and wipe us out and make us extinct. Except for whatever they decide to lead over. You think it's too far-fetched? The only reason you would possibly think it's far-fetched is because you haven't done your homework, you haven't studied, you haven't done your research, and ultimately, I don't mean to sound insulting, because you haven't done your homework, you haven't earned a place to come to the table and put forth your position, because guess who's going to die? You, when you get older, your family, your wife, your children, your friends, your neighbors, and ultimately, America as a free nation is set on the agenda to be killed. That's where we are. It's not a joke. So, as we continue to more precisely project what the future is going to be like, we then have to ask the big question. Can we do something about it? about it? The answer is absolutely yes. Nowhere in the Bible, except in some crockpot brains of a certain percentage of Christians that are just flat out lazy or flat out crazy, I don't know. Nowhere in the Bible does it teach fatalism. Nowhere in the Bible does it just say, let go and let your enemy kill you. It doesn't say that in the Bible. Never has. You have a responsibility. We have a responsibility before God to do what Jesus commanded us to do in the last days. First, he said, occupy until I come. So we're supposed to do that. Secondly, Jesus Christ talked about engaging in high-level spiritual warfare. The weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds so that we can defeat this demonic enemy and wipe them out. You say, that's sinful. It's only sinful if you're psychotic. If you were in Nazi Germany, and your mother and your father and your children and your friends and stuff were all being picked up in the morning in Nazi cars, and the Nazi stormtroopers would come to your house and rip you out of your house and then take you off to a concentration camp to kill you by the millions day after day after day. Is that then right or wrong for you to defend yourself and kill those who are intentionally killing you? Or do you have the moral right before God to defend yourself from annihilation? Well, the answer is obvious. You not only have the, if you are loving as you say you are, you not only have the obligation to defend your family and loved ones, but you have the moral commandment from God to do that. You have an obligation. And if you're going to follow the law of love, then under the law of love, you have an obligation to love your neighbor as yourself, which could potentially mean destroying the enemies of your loved ones, your family, your church, and your neighbors. It certainly doesn't mean that you have a license to fatalism, where you can go hide somewhere or completely give in and surrender and willfully choose to set in motion a whole series of events that will directly attribute to the slaughter of over 8 billion people on planet Earth. You don't have, God didn't give you that right. So in final analysis, this is where we are. I hope you've woken up. I hope you've smelled the coffee, and that I hope you have been, to some modicum of degree, shaken by this message, as I am to deliver it, and to simply obey God, to simply humble yourself before God, to simply fall upon your knees now. What are you waiting for? Get down on your knees. If you can, get down upon your knees and cry out to God in repentance. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to give you the supernatural strength and wisdom and resources to effectively and strategically fight this spiritual battle unto victory. Unto victory. And if you will do those things, God will give you the supernatural wisdom, the supernatural power, the supernatural assets, and you will become the supernatural remnant of God. And when you become the supernatural remnant of God, God Almighty will pour out his Holy Spirit upon you with great power. He will clothe you with power from on high, and then he will enable you to supernaturally destroy your enemies, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of Lucifer, the spirit of Satan, the mark of the beast. God will supernaturally give you the power to roll the demonic armies back. So on that note, I leave in your hands, I leave in your conscience two potential choices that God has given us. And I ask you humbly as your brother in the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you and both tell you in humility and meekness of heart that the dangers we're facing are real with a precision beyond any precision you could possibly imagine. And that the days are drawing close. And you know, I will be the first person on the rapture bus if the rapture comes before any of this happens. I will be first in line to be on the rapture bus. But there's a couple of problems there. Number one is there's the time period between now and the rapture, okay, where the Antichrist is not revealed, and so it can't officially be the time of the rapture. So in the time period we're in, you cannot, through the interpretation of the Bible accurately, you cannot 100% subscribe this time period as the rapture. And then at the same token, there may be the coming of the rapture, but we will know that if we're gone, okay? And then finally, there's alternative possibilities. I'm not here to argue with you about the timing of the rapture. I think, don't you, we should be prepared for any eventuality. We should be prepared for whenever Jesus comes. So on that note, I want to ask you to occupy until he comes, to get ready spiritually, and then most of all, to do every single thing that our commander-in-chief, Jesus Christ, has commanded us to do before he returns. And none of us can say, well, didn't ask me to do anything. We have a job to do. With sobriety and supernatural faith, let us do that job. God bless you. This is your brother in Christ, Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. Make sure you still take advantage of all the book bundle discounts. And when you pre-order, for example, Power from On High, you get tremendous savings. And we have tons and tons of stuff for you for free at the paulmcguire.us website. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.